In today's news headlines, the first night of a two-part Democratic presidential candidate debate took place Tuesday night, with 10 out of 20 hopefuls vying to make their case to the public. Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren were both part of the first night and two of the top four frontrunners, as per polls. Defying the predictions of media pundits, Sanders and Warren refrained from attacking one another and emerged as powerful advocates of bread-and-butter issues for voters, especially on the issue of health care. Both progressive stalwarts were a bulwark of visionary ideas relative to the rest of the more moderate candidates who urged reformist approaches. Arguing against Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan over the Medicare for All bill, Sanders fought back against the naysayers.
Dental care, hearing aids, and eyeglasses.
But you don't know.
Second
that.
Of all.
You don't know that.
Second
Bernie.
Of all.
We'll come to you in a second,
I do know, and I wrote the damn bill.
Sanders also hit back at former Maryland Congressman John Delaney, accusing him of wanting to make money off of health care.
On the Medicare for All, the hospitals will save substantial sums of money because they're not going to be spending a fortune doing billing and the other bureaucratic things that they have to do today.
I've done
second
the math,
of all,
it doesn't add up.
Maybe you did that and made money off of health care, but our job is to run a nonprofit health care system.
That's Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on the first night of the Democratic presidential candidate debate. Senator Elizabeth Warren also clashed with Delaney, issuing a retort that emerged as the winning line of the night and highlighting the differences between the progressives and the reformists.
You know, I don't understand why anybody goes to all the trouble of running for president of the United States just to talk about what we really can't do and shouldn't fight for.
That's Elizabeth Warren on Tuesday night at the debate. Warren and Sanders also both accused CNN, which was hosting the debate, and other candidates of echoing Republican talking points.
And we should stop using Republican talking points in order to talk with each other about how to best provide that health care.
And Jake, your question is a Republican talking point. At the end of the day, and by the way, the healthcare industry will be advertising tonight on this program.
Thank you, Senator.
That's Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren on the first night of the Democratic presidential debates. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Peter Buttigieg also made a critical point on how Democrats could take bold positions.
It is time to stop worrying about what the Republicans will say. Look,
yes.
if it's true that if we embrace a far-left agenda, they're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. If we embrace a conservative agenda, you know what they're going to do? They're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. So let's just stand up for the right policy, go out there and defend it.
That's Buttigieg on the first night of the debate. Author and spiritual guru Marianne Williamson distinguished herself from other candidates on the issue of reparations for the descendants of enslaved Americans.
$200 to $500 billion. Payment of a debt that is owed. That is what reparations is. We need some deep truth telling when it comes. We don't need another commission to look at evidence. I appreciate what Congressman O'Rourke has said. It is time for us to simply realize that this country will not heal. All that a country is a collection of people. People heal when there's some deep truth telling. We need to recognize that when it comes to the economic gap between blacks and whites in America, it does come from a great injustice that has never been dealt with.
That's Marianne Williamson, presidential candidate. We'll have in-depth analysis of the two nights of debate later this week. The Trump administration has announced that it will create a plan to allow Americans to import lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada, just days after presidential candidate Bernie Sanders took a caravan of diabetes patients across the border to buy insulin. There is already a law allowing the importation of drugs, but government agencies have not approved it, claiming drug safety issues. And the White House announced that Trump will visit Central Florida next week for a discussion on the Medicare program and how his administration plans to strengthen it. In other news, the ACLU informed a federal judge that President Donald Trump's administration has separated nearly 1,000 immigrant children from their parents at the U.S. border after the government was ordered to stop family separations. The Washington Post reported that among the justifications that authorities made for the separations were these two stories. Quote, one migrant lost his daughter because a U.S. Border Patrol agent claimed that he had failed to change the girl's diaper. Another migrant lost his child because of a conviction on a charge of malicious destruction of property with alleged damage of $5. Kevin McAleenan, acting Homeland Security Secretary, had only recently testified to Congress that family separations after last year's court order remained, quote, exceedingly rare. One-fifth of the 911 children separated from their parents are under the age of five. Authorities in California found that the shooter in Gilroy, who killed three people at an annual festival, had been planning a larger attack. According to CBS, quote, investigators say they found a bulletproof vest, gas mask, knife, and gun pamphlets. The San Francisco Chronicle reports they also found reading materials on radical Islam and white supremacy. The Federal Reserve is set to cut interest rates this week for the first time in more than 10 years, in spite of the fact that conventional economic indicators show a relatively robust economy. According to the New York Times, quote, uncertainty around global growth and persistently low inflation are behind the expected move. And the Environmental Working Group released a report this week showing that recent farm subsidies intended to offset losses from Trump's trade war with China are in fact overwhelmingly going to the wealthiest agribusinesses. In other words, tax dollars are being used to make rich corporate farmers richer. Additionally, it has been found that almost 100% of all bailout funds went to white farmers. In Hawaii, Governor David Ige revoked his emergency proclamation allowing construction of the controversial 30-meter telescope, or TMT. The move was a victory for Native Hawaiians who have been blocking access to the summit of Mauna Kea on Hawaii's Big Island, where the TMT is to be built. But the governor also extended the time frame for construction by 2 years, indicating that the fight is not over. Puerto Rico's outgoing Governor Ricardo Rosello, who has been driven out by mass protests, has named another successor after the first one backed out. Pedro Pierluisi, who was the former Puerto Rican representative in the U.S. Congress, has apparently accepted the vacant position of state secretary and will take over as governor for the rest of Rosello's term after he steps down this Friday. In international news, North Korea has fired two short-range ballistic missiles this week, the second such firing, as a warning to South Korea over joint military exercises with the U.S. In Hong Kong, where pro-democracy protests continue, unknown assailants lobbed fireworks from a car at protesters, injuring nearly a dozen people. And Hong Kong police charged 44 people, including a 16-year-old girl, with rioting after they participated in an unpermitted protest. Finally, in Afghanistan, violence has once more broken out in the war-torn nation after a roadside bomb killed 32 people on a bus in the western province of Farah. At least 15 people were injured, many of them critically, and the death toll is expected to rise. And that does it for our news headlines today.